您正在收听的是中国国际广播电台国际在线在线广播。
Now you're listening to Net Radio on China Broadcast.cn。英语学习、音乐、旅游、工作、奥运会、
时尚话题一网打尽，
实用的英语表达方法，
时刻炫出你的地道口语，
快来参加吧！国际在线实用英语课堂
，CRI Online Bilingual English Classroom。
Welcome to Practical English Classroom. My English, I'm Emma.
I'm Chantin. Last time we talked about stocks.
And today we'll go on with the topic.
大家好，欢迎来到国际在线实用英语课堂节目，我是沈听。
我是 Emma。 上周呢，我们为大家介绍了一些关于股票的知识。
在今天的节目中，我们还要继续这个话题。Part 1. Nasdaq.
纳斯达克。
For the National Association of Securities Dealers Automated Quotation System, Nasdaq is one of the largest markets in the world for the trading of stocks. The number of companies listed on Nasdaq is more than that on any of the other stock exchanges in the United States, including the New York Stock Exchange, or NYSE, and the American Stock Exchange, or AMEX.The majority of companies listed on Nasdaq are smaller than most of those on the NYSE and AMEX.
Nasdaq has become known as the home of new technology companies, particularly computer and computer-related businesses. Trading on Nasdaq is initiated by stockbrokers acting on behalf of their clients. The brokers negotiate with market makers who concentrate on trading specific stocks to reach a price for the stock.
Unlike other stock exchanges,Nasdaq has no central location where trading takes place. Instead, its market makers are located all over the country and make trades by telephone and via the internet. Because brokers and market makers trade stocks directly instead of on the floor of a stock exchange, Nasdaq is called an over-the-counter market. The term over-the-counter refers to the direct nature of the trading, as in a store where goods are handed over a counter.
Since its inception in 1971, the Nasdaq stock market has been an innovator. As the world's first electronic stock market, Nasdaq long ago set a precedent for technological trading innovation that is unrivaled. Now poised to become the world's first truly global market, the Nasdaq stock market is the market of choice for business industry leaders worldwide. By providing an efficient environment for raising capital, Nasdaq has helpedthousands of companies achieve their desired growth and successfully make the leap into public ownership.
纳斯达克是全美证券交易协会自动报价系统的首字母缩略词，它是当今世界上最大的股票交易市场之一。纳斯达克名下的上市公司在数量上超过了包括纽约证券交易所和美国证券交易所在内的任何一家美国证券交易所。与纽约证券交易所和美国证券交易所的多数上市公司相比，在纳斯达克上市的大多数公司规模都较小。
现在呢，纳斯达克已经成为新技术公司，尤其是计算机和与计算机相关的行业的基地。纳斯达克的交易是通过代表客户利益的股票经纪人发起的，那么这些经纪人与专注特定股票买卖的市场期票出票人进行协商，以确定股票的价格。
与其他证券交易所有所不同的是，纳斯达克没有股票交易的中心交易场所，它的市场期票出票人遍及全美各地，通过电话和国际互联网进行交易。由于股票交易是由经纪人和市场期票出票人直接进行，而不是在股票交易大厅内进行的，因此呢，纳斯达克被称为买卖双方直接交易市场。这个术语呢，指出了其交易的直接性质，就如同在商店柜台直接进行商品的买卖一样。
自1907年诞生之日起呢，纳斯达克股票市场就成了产业的革新者。作为世界上第一家电子股票交易市场，纳斯达克早就史无前例地进行了技术交易的创新。 现在纳斯达克已稳稳地成为世界第一家真正意义上的全球股票交易市场，是全球产业界领袖的首选市场。通过提供一个有效的融资环境呢，纳斯达克已经帮助了成百上千家公司完成了其市值的预期增长，同时也成功的跨越式的实现了公司股权的公众所有。
Part 2. Billy lost money again.
Billy 又赔钱了。
Dialogue 1.
So, Jim, how's everything been with you?
My stocks are losing a little bit, but it's nothing too serious.
Of course. Stocks. Some things never change.
Yeah. How have you been?
Good. Except for odd counterfeit money my software business has been receiving lately.
Really? Is that a big problem?
Yeah.So I have to invest in one of those machines that can detect fake bills.
Why didn't you just buy one of those little things with a red light beam?
Those red beams can sniff out a high quality fix.
Sounds like a big hassle.
It's a drain on small business, a real sore spot.
对话中 Kelly 碰见了 Jim， 两个人在谈论彼此的近况。询问近况呢，我们可以像刚才对话中那样说 How has everything been with you? 还可以说 How have you been? 或者是 How is everything going on with you?
Jim 说最近自己的股票赔了一点，但是还不太严重。 Kelly 听说股票就不耐烦了，股票永远是股票，真是将将一改，本性难移。 Some things never change。 那这句话就是说有些习惯永远改不了，那么说难听一点呢，就是狗改不了吃屎。
俗话说牛迁到北京还是牛，这里大多数时候指的是坏习惯或者错误一犯再犯，所以下次如果你发现别人死性不改，就可以说这句话来表示你的无奈和抗议了。我们来用一个对话来做例子。 I can't believe Tom's late again. Well, some things never change. Just give him a call. 真不敢相信 Tom 又迟到了，狗改不了吃屎，给他打个电话吧。
那么 Kelly 最近怎么样呢？还不错，就是最近卖电脑软件总是受到伪钞。 counterfeit money 意思呢就是伪钞，那么 counterfeit 既可以做名词也可以做形容词，表示伪造的假冒的赝品。比如说 This $10 bill is a counterfeit， 这张十美金的钞票是伪钞。
Kelly 的问题还挺严重的，他不得不花钱买一台验钞机。这里我们可以看到伪钞的另一种说法是 fake bills。Jim 问为什么不买一只小小的带红光的机器呢，还要破费这么大一笔钱买一台验钞机。 Kelly 说那红光根本没有办法测出制作精良的伪钞。
听起来还真挺伤脑筋的。 Sounds like a big hassle. Hassle 这个词表示麻烦，所以当你觉得某事做起来相当麻烦，就可以跟对方说这句话，委婉地表示听起来真头痛。我们用一个对话来做例子。 Oh no, I forgot to put in the cables. I have to repack all these parcels. Sounds like a hassle.哦，不会吧，我忘了把电缆线放进去了，我还得重新打包。听起来真是麻烦。
Sniff something or somebody out， 这个词组呢表示发现某人找出某人的意思。比如 They were determined to sniff out the murderer， 他们下定决心一定要找到杀人犯。 Kelly 抱怨说小本生意加上金钱损失实在是让人伤神呢。 Sour spot 指痛处，这里是用来形容收到伪钞的痛苦。好，这段对话就讲到这儿，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
So, Jim, how's everything been with you?
My stocks are losing a little bit, but it's nothing too serious.
Of course. Stocks. Some things never change.
Yeah. How have you been?
Good. Except for odd counterfeit money my software business has been receiving lately.
Really? Is that a big problem?
Yeah. So I have to invest in one of those machines that can detect fake bills.
Why didn't you just buy one of those little things with a red light beam?
Those red beams can sniff out a high-quality fix.
Sounds like a big hassle.
It's a drain on small business, a real sore spot.
Dialogue 2. Speaking of losing money, have you heard from Billy lately?
Not a peep. I haven't seen him since we had dinner together last time.
Same here. I know his stocks took a hit, though.
Is it happening all over again? You know, Billy, losing money?
Well, I told him to invest in the HSI when it was above 5,500 points.
Over 5,000? Now it's hovering around 4.
Yeah, that's what worries me, for Billy's sake.
中凯莉和 Jim 相识好长时间没有贝利的消息了。 Hear from somebody 这个词组呢表示接到某人的来信电话等等，也就是跟某人联系有某人的消息。比如说 How often do you hear from your sister？你多长时间收到你姐姐的一次信呢？
嗯，要和 hear of somebody or something 区分开。 hear of somebody or something 表示听说过或知道某人某事情，比如说 I've never heard of the place， 我从没听说过那个地方。 Kelly 说 Billy 一点消息都没有， not a peep。 peep 这里的意思是消息的意思，那么 not a peep 就是说连点消息都没有。
嗯，对，当有人向你问起一个消失了很久的朋友的时候呢，你就可以用这句话来回答，比如说Have you heard of from Jimmy recently? Not a peep. 最近有 Jimmy 的消息吗？他一点消息也没有。Jimmy 是一样，他说 Same here. 我们也可以说 Same with me.
不过呢 ，Jim 知道 Billy 的股票跌得很惨。Take a hit 这个词组的意思是受到打击。Kelly 没想到 Billy 在股市上又赔钱了。Jim 说他曾经告诉 Billy 在香港恒生指数还在5500点以上的时候杀进。HSI 是 Hang Seng Index 的缩写，是指香港恒生指数。
但现在恒生指数还在4000点徘徊呢， Billy 这次可是赔大了。那么 hover around 这个词组呢表示在附近盘旋徘徊，比如说 She's always hovering around the place annoying people， 她总是在周围转来转去的打扰别人。 He hovered around outsideToo afraid to go in， 他在外面犹豫徘徊，不敢进去。
所以呢 ，Jim 很担心 Billy。For one's sake 表示因为某人的缘故。好了，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。Speaking of losing money, have you heard from Billy lately?
Not a peep. I haven't seen him since we had dinner together last time.
Same here. I know his stocks took a hit, though.
Is it happening all over again? You know, Billy losing money.
Well, I told him to invest in the HSI when it was about 5,500 points.
Over 5,000? Now it's hovering around 4.
Yeah, that's what worries me, for Billy's sake.
Now let's listen to a song from S Club 7, Have You Ever?
It's wrong to walk away. Though you think it's over, knowing there's so much more to say. Suddenly the moment's gone, and all your dreams are upside down. But you just want to change the way the world goes round. Tell me, have you ever loved and lost somebody?Is wrong. We should be together back in your arms where I belong. Now I'm finally realized it was forever that I found. I'd give it all to change the way the world goes round. Tell me, have you ever loved and loved somebody? Wish there was a chance to staySorry, can't you see? That's the way I feel about you and me, baby. Have you ever felt that your heart was breaking? Looking down the road you should be taking. I should know, cause I love you.
You have been listening to CRI Online Federal English Classroom Online English.
这里是国际在线实用英语课堂。
Welcome back, 欢迎回来，你现在收听到的是国际在线 My English 实用英语课堂节目，我是安娜，
我是沈听。今天我们的话题还是跟股票有关。
嗯，前面我为大家介绍了纳斯达克，还学习了两段对话。
现在呢，我们就接着往下进行。Part 3, Billy's disappeared.
Billy 消失了。
Dialogue 1.
Hey Jim, listen to this. I called Billy's home.
And?
His number is no longer in service.I called his company.
What did they say?
They said to give him the boot months ago.
Holy smokes! What's he doing then? I hope he's okay.
You know his girlfriend. Try giving her a call.
Guess what, Kelly? Linda and Billy broke up.
Does she know where he is?
It sounds like she never wants to hear his name again, that wench.
I thought they were in love.
I think she loved his promises of easy life. Maybe Billy's too ashamed now to contact us.
Let's keep trying his other friends to try to track him down.
In the 对话中 Kelly 和 Jim 在四处打探 Billy 的下落。Kelly 给 Billy 家打电话，但是他家的电话已经停机了。Be in service 表示可供使用的，那么 be out of service 意思就是无法使用了。
然后 Kelly 又给 Jim 的公司打了电话，但是他们说几个月前 Billy 就被解雇了。 Give someone the boot 这个短语就可以表示请某人走路，解雇某人。一般来说呢，表示解雇这个意义的正式说法是 I was laid off。
如果要口语化一点呢，我们就可以说 I was fired 或者 I was canned。 对话中的 give someone the boot 也可以表示解雇这个意思。我们用一个对话来做一个例子，比如说 Have you heard of it? Tom's given the boot. Wow, it's unbelievable.你听说了吗？汤姆被解雇了。哇，真让人难以相信。
嗯，除了解雇这个意思之外呢， give someone the boot 也可以表示和某人断绝关系。不过这里面的关系呢，通常是指男女之间的关系。比如说 Hey Julie, where's Peter? I thought he was coming. No, I gave him the boot. He was too possessive. Hey Julie, Peter 在哪儿呢？我以为他也会来呢。没有，我把他甩了，他的占有欲太强了。
Jim 对这个消息感到很吃惊，他说 Holy smokes， 在口语中呢就表示天哪，跟 Oh God 差不多。 Kelly 让 Jim 打电话给 Billy 的女朋友，问问他知不知道 Billy 的下落，但是 Jim 带回来的消息却是 Billy 和女朋友 Linda 已经分手了，他根本不知道 Billy 在哪，而且再也不想看见这个倒霉的人了。 Jim 很气愤，说 Linda 是 wench， wench 在口语中表示可恶的女人，就跟 bitch 差不多了。
嗯，凯莉还以为他们两个人是相爱的，没想到却大难临头各自飞。因为 Linda 看中的只是 Billy 承诺的轻松优越的生活，爱情事业都不得已。也许现在 Billy 再也没有脸面跟朋友们联系了。Too ashamed to do something 表示感到很羞愧而不能做某事。比如说 ，He felt too ashamed to ask for help， 他不好意思再请求帮助。
Be ashamed of somebody or something or oneself 表示为某人某事或者是为自己感到惭愧，感到羞耻。比如说 You should be ashamed of yourself for telling such lies， 你应该为自己说谎而感到羞耻。 He felt ashamed of having done so little work， 他因为只做了这么一点工作而感到惭愧。
凯莉还是不愿意放弃希望，要继续打探贝利的消息。 Track something or somebody down 就表示经过追踪或者是搜索而发现某人或某物。比如说 I finally tracked down the reference in the dictionary of quotations， 我终于在引语词典中查到了那段引文。好，再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Hey Jim, listen to this. I called Billy's home.
And?
His number is no longer in service. I called his company.
What did they say?
They said to give him the boot months ago.
Holy smokesWhat's he doing then? I hope he's okay.
You know his girlfriend. Try giving her a call.
Guess what, Kelly? Linda and Billy broke up.
Does she know where he is?
It sounds like she never wants to hear his name again, that wench.
I thought they were in love.
I think she loved his promises of the easy life. Maybe Billy's too ashamed now to contact us.
Let's keep trying his other friends to try to track him down.
Dialogue 2.
You never guess what happened.
What? Tell me.
You know, now I'm looking for a new home.
Yeah, you said the housing market is 30 to 40% lower than 2 years ago.
Right. Well, the real estate agent took me to Sibeli's old place.
Wow, he's really hit rock bottom.
Yeah, it was almost creepy to see Billy's pet up for sale.
Oh, something else a friend of Billy's told me.
What's that?
The banks are leaning hard on Billy to return some unpaid loans.
Maybe he left the city or the country to escape all this pressure.
I would too, if I had collection agencies breathing down my neck.
Billy 真的是够倒霉的了。凯莉一直在寻找新房子，因为房市比起两年前价钱低了3到4成。但是今天房屋中介带凯莉去的就是贝利以前住的地方。看来贝利真的是穷途末路了。Hit rock bottom 就是陷入低潮的意思。这个短语呢是用来形容一个人正处于人生的低潮，也就是 low point， 心情跌到谷底。
嗯，这时候好像做什么事情都不顺利，好像一瞬间所有的坏运气都聚集在他的身上，就像中文里面的屋漏偏逢连夜雨。比如说 Tom's wife left him after he lost his job. Poor guy, he's definitely hit rock bottom. Tom 丢了工作之后呢，老婆也离开了他，可怜的家伙真是祸不单行，倒霉透顶。 Don't let yourself hit rock bottom. Turn yourself around before it's too late. Thanks for the advice.别让自己陷入万劫不复的境地，在一切还没有太晚之前浪子回头吧，多谢你的提醒。
凯莉说看到贝利的房子等着被拍卖，实在让人心底发毛。 Jim 还听说银行这个时候呢也在催贝利还一些未付清的贷款，也许贝利已经离开了这里，甚至潜逃出境来摆脱所有的压力。 Jim 说如果讨债公司死缠着我，我也会这么做的。 Collection agency 的意思就是讨债公司。那么 breathe down one's neck 就表示紧盯着某人。小时候如果你其实没有交作业，你的老师就会用紧迫盯人的办法让你立即写完。
没错， breathe down one's neck 正是用来形容这样的动作。想象一下，如果有人在背后紧盯着你，近到连他的呼吸你都可以感觉到，相信在这样的压迫感之下，被盯着的人应该马上就能把该交的东西交出来吧。我们用一个对话来做例子吧。 Are you coming home soon? I can't. The boss is breathing down my neck for this report. 你快回家了吗？还不行，老板正盯着我要这份报告呢。
嗯，贝利的日子不好过啊，看来在股市投资风险非常大，所以一定要非常小心。好，再来听一遍刚才的对话。
You never guess what happened.
What? Tell me.
You know, now I'm looking for a new home.
Yeah, you said the housing market is 30 to 40% lower than 2 years ago.
Right. Well, the real estate agent took me to Sibeli's old place.
Wow, he's really hit rock bottom.
Yeah, it was almost creepy to see Billy's pet up for sale.
Oh, something else a friend of Billy's told me.
What's that?
The banks are leaning hard on Billy to return some unpaid loans.
Maybe he left the city or the country to escape all this pressure.
I would too, if I had collection agencies breathing down my neck. Part 4. Glossary of Stocks.
炒股英语
要投资股票，不管是要交给股票经纪 stock broker 操作，还是要以散户 individual investor 的身份自行操盘，你都得先学会看懂上市公司在股市行情表 stock index 上的资讯。
嗯，没错。现在我们就来看看股市行情表上一些英文简写的含义。第一个呢，就是 SYM， 就是 symbol 的缩写，是一种股票的市场代号。DIV 是 dividend 的缩写，表示股利，代表每股从公司年度利润中可以分到的红利。
VOL 是成交量，也就是 VOLUME 的缩写。 YLD percent 是 U rate 的缩写，意思是收益率，表示投资这种股票可以获利的百分比。如果你的目标是高获利，也就是 high margin， 就要选择收益率高的股票。
嗯， PE 就是本益比，是 price earning ratio 的缩写，用来判断一种股票被高估 overvalue 还是低估 undervalue， HILO 最高与最低价，也就是 high and low 的缩写，是这种股票当日出现的最高与最低成交价。
close 是收盘价，也就是 closing price 的缩写，表示当日收盘的面值。 face price， 最后就是 net CHG， 也就是 net change 的缩写，表示涨跌。说到这个涨跌呢，是股市中每天都会有的正常现象，也是投资股票之所以有趣的重要因素。
嗯，在英语当中有很多生动的说法来表示涨跌的变化。一般说到涨，那么小幅度的上涨可以说 rise, gain 或者是 climb， 而大幅度的涨呢，则是 surge, soar 或者是 jump， 甚至还可以用火箭一飞冲天的 skyrocket 来形容。那现在我们来举几个例子。The market gained 200 points today in heavy trading. 股市今天在交易火爆的情况下上涨了200个点。
嗯，还有就是 shares in MSST skyrocketed today after strong fourth quarter profit reports. 在第四季优异的盈利报告之后呢，微软的股票今天向上狂飙。好，再来说说跌的表示方法，这里也有很多说法。微微下挫是 drop, fall, decline, 或者是 slip。严重一点可以下沉，也就是 sink, plunge, 或者 plummet, 或者是被锤子重击 get hammered 来形容。
最惨的就是崩盘了 crash, 或者是 crash, 一下到底 hit bottom, 不然就是直线下滑 sky dive, nose dive, 或者是 head south 这类字眼。我们来举几个例子。 News of 911 attack caused the market to crash. 911攻击事件造成了股市的崩盘。HSI plummeted across the board today. 香港恒生指数今天全面下挫。
股市上有时候还会有涨跌互见的现象，可以用 mixed 这个词来表示涨跌互见这个意义。如果上下起伏激烈，可以用 roller coaster ride 形容指数上上下下好像有搭云霄飞车的感觉。至于让投资人最兴奋的，莫过于听到盘中走势开低走高，也就是 rebound 或者是 rally。要是相反呢，开高走低就是 pull back。如果股市表现平平，以平盘收尾，我们就说 unchanged， 表示没什么变化，或者用 flat 来表示差价不大。
嗯，好，我们来举几个例子。The oil market rebounded today after several days of decline. 几天连续下挫之后呢，石油市场在今天逆势上扬。The high tech stocks were mixed today. MSFT was unchanged. 高科技类股涨跌互见，微软公司则平盘收尾。那么这里还要说一下的就是，在美国呢，红色表示赤字，也就是 deficit， 所以股价如果用红色显示，就是下挫的意思了。
对，这好像正好跟中国认为红色吉利，用红色来表示上涨的情形是相反的。说到红色吉利，我就想顺便来说说预期心理，这是大多数股市投资人都会有的心态。英语中用两种动物来作为涨跌的代表，我想大家都知道吧，就是牛 bull 和熊 bear， 分别表示涨和跌。所以你可以说 I'm bullish or bearish on the financial stocks， 我预期金融类股票会涨或者是会跌。
好，我们现在就用一个股市投资人的例子来提醒大家。当初呢，因为他太贪心，想做个投机的短线投资人，也就是 speculative day trader， 狠狠地赚一笔然后就杀出去，所以进去投资一些高风险的股票，也就是 high risk 新兴网络股 dotcom stock 和高科技股 high tech stock， 而忽略了绩优股 blue chip。
结果呢，那些股票很快就变成了低价股 penny stock， 这下可就惨了。所以如果你也有朋友在炒股的话，可以用下面的这些话来劝劝他。 You'd lose your shirt investing in penny stocks， 投资那些低价股会让你输得精光的。 You should hold on to those blue chip stocks even if the market is going down， 就算股市下滑，你也应该继续持有那些绩优股。 Don't pull all your eggs in one basket， 别把全部的鸡蛋放在同一个篮子里，就是说不要把钱全部投到一只股票上。 Now we are near the end of this program, so in the next unit we are talking about fashion. If you have any questions or suggestions, write email to us at edu@chinabroadcast.cn.
今天我们继续了上周的话题，股票和股票投资。那么下周呢，我们就来说说时尚。如果你有任何问题或者好的建议，记得给我们发 email， 地址是 edu@chinabroadcast.cn。 我们下期节目再会。